Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Master Nirva Inkeri. Welcome to this week's Blog Talk Radio show. I am so happy and excited to be here with you, live from Sydney, Australia. I'm honored to be one of Master Chef, Dr. and Master Chef, worldwide representatives, divine channels, and disciples. Disciple means dedicated student. I'm honored to be the leading teacher for Master Chef's Soul Wisdom, Soul Power Techniques, and much, much more here in Australia. This week we are preparing for a very special healing retreat that will commence on Saturday, December 10th. Master Chef brings us wisdom from the Tao source. The Tao is the source, the creator. The Tao in his teachings is the way of all life. It is the universal law and universal principle, which I found profoundly fascinating when in 2009 Master Chef started to teach the Tao, because I always wanted to understand how life really works. Master Chef, in his book called Soul Wisdom, talks about soul song, soul movement, soul dance, soul tapping, soul language. These are tools that the Tao source has brought to us, available and accessible to us through Master Chef in this era that we're living. It is called the Soul Light Era. This is a fascinating era because we are accessing new dimensions, new depths, and new heights with the wisdom of the soul. So this healing retreat that we are focusing on and that is fast approaching is to do with healing through soul song and soul dance. And this can be a mysterious topic. It's a fascinating topic, intriguing topic, and very exciting. Today I have a special guest with me. He's originally from California. And today he will be with us live from Toronto, Canada. His career, he started as a math teacher. Something very logical, very left brain. Today, he is one of Master Chef's top teachers. And he brings to us very, very high level wisdom and teachings of Master Chef's teachings. But he also brings a beautiful, beautiful heart, very, very open heart, huge heart for love, compassion, kindness, generosity, and more. And he has a fabulous story how he used soul song to transform his singing voice and so much more. His name is Master Francisco Quintero. Are you here with us, beloved Master Francisco? Can you hear me?
Yes, Master Merva, can you hear me fine?
I can. Welcome, Master Francisco.
Thank you, Master Merva. I'm very delighted And I was laughing at myself when you mentioned that I was about my logical brain when I was a math teacher. Thank you. I was reflecting back to those days.
Was this not the case as a
yes,
math teacher?
It was the case, so I was reflecting how much my life has transformed since then.
Right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that so people can hear, how the journey has unfolded for you?
Yeah, so I was, as Master Mirva said, I got my Bachelor's of Science in Physics and became also my teaching credentials in Mathematics in California. So for 10 years, I was teaching math. And of course, you know, that was, as Master Mirva said, you know, very, logical, all research-based, scientific-based. But one thing led to another where I was suffering from high blood pressure. So I was seeing my mom suffer also from high blood pressure. And I could see how much her body was, you know, how the medication was not truly helping her. So that's when I decided to look for something different, something that could bring a deeper level of healing into my life. And that's what brought me to meet Master Shah, to apply his techniques. And that began a complete journey of transformation of my heart, my soul, but to bless really every single aspect of my life. And when I met Master Shah, I could not sing. It was very, very difficult because I don't know how what you would describe it, but I was like tone deaf. Like it all sounded the same to me. So when I met Master Shah, you know, my voice changed. And over the past few years, as my voice has changed, there's been great transformation in every part of my life. So it's been quite a journey. How I met Master Shah and my journey of healing with all of his techniques.
Wonderful. Thank you. Wow, that's a journey from math teacher with blood pressure seeking for healing for you and your mother. And I happen to know that a few years ago in 2008, when I came across Master Shah's teachings, and I remember, this is my personal sharing of your singing, Master Francisco. This is my first experience of your singing.
No.
Yes, we're going to reveal it all. I dialed, Master Shah came to Sydney for like a one-day workshop, and then he had 2 days of consultations. And after that, after he left, I went and connected to Master Shah's website, and, you know, I had never heard about him before, never run across anything. So then I went to, you know, look for things afterwards. Then I came across this free class that was I could sign up for, which I did, and it was on divine protection, understanding divine protection, and you led the class. And in Master's teaching, as you do everything with four power techniques, and you chanted a mantra. And I remember listening to this going, wow, this chanting is rather different. So how did it affect you? Like, how did Master Shah introduce the singing, and how did you go about it? How did it
sort of affect you, and what did you discover in the process?
Thank you. So, you know, when Master Shah started to first offer the Tao song, Tao dance, the beginning was more removing the blockages that I felt within my physical body. So there was first a deep level of healing that took place within me. I could feel, for example, the blockages in the vocal cords, in the throat, but even deeper, the whole, like, the chest cavity, where I realized that I did not know how to even breathe properly, and how the breath was going within my body from, really, it could go very deep within the body. So there was a deep level of healing physically that was happening within me. But the biggest shift that I noticed for myself, there was the physical ones, but the ones that were very profound for me was more, I noticed that every time I was with Master Shah, or when I was with one of his representatives, that something was happening within my heart and soul. Every single time, there was like a layer of my soul, of my heart, that was opening. I was purifying my soul and my heart to deeper, deeper levels as I was progressing. And what I noticed, that every single time I went to a retreat, like the one that will be very soon in Australia, that my voice became more loving. It became softer, it became more smooth, and all of a sudden, I could start to hear the tones and the melodies. And that happened over time. So every single time, I felt a shift in my voice, and I felt like, wow, like my voice is changing. And I could feel like a clarity, a smoothness, like the voice was becoming smooth. So, and what the message for me was how when I was bringing out my soul song, that I was connecting more deeply to my soul and my heart. And as we do that, heaven, but then I started to realize my heart started to open, because the voice, it carries the message of the soul. And then my soul and heart started to open more, and that opening started to heal relationships. It started to bless my soul journey, to develop myself as a teacher, as a soul healer. So it was a transformation in every part of my life. And every single time that I'm with Master Shah or at other retreats, I see that transformation happening. And it continues to happen to this day. So I myself look forward to this beautiful retreat that you have, because I know that it will help to continue to bless me and to transform my life.
Okay. So how can we bring this wisdom to somebody who, there's lots of sound healing, and many people think that music heal. But what is so special about soul song, and why is it important that the voice is smooth, and what is the significance really?
Thank you. How I like to think about it is like an expression. When we are playing a musical instrument, for example, or singing a song, times that song or the way that we play an instrument or the way that we dance may have structure and form to it, but it is not connecting to like the true expression of the soul, of what the soul would like to express, or the true nature of the soul and the heart. So when we bring out our soul song, or do soul dance, or soul music, we're allowing our soul to radiate its vibrance, its frequency, and then that is able to bring healing and transformation to our lives. When you sing your soul song, it is like connecting with your heart and soul very, very deeply. And then your soul is then able to transform not only blockages within itself, but to bring healing and transformation to all those present. It also connects us with heaven. It's like a direct connection. It's very pure form of connection to heaven. And when you sing and you do your soul dance or soul music, it now is like an instrument to bring healing and transformation at a very, very high level. So every time, for example, you hear someone singing their soul song, you will feel the quality of their love, their forgiveness, their compassion. It just radiates from their soul and their heart. There's a connection with heaven, and that connection then is able to bring a very high level of transformation. It's incredibly powerful, and even for people who may not think like, I'm not really a singer, I'm not really a dancer, but when you learn how to do it, it will help you to open your true potentials, your true abilities, like the true nature of your soul, and that will help you in every aspect of your life. So it's a profound thing to learn and to practice. Thank you.
Great. That was a lot of information. I was absorbing that. And just the last sentence sort of captured me, because I was thinking, wow, here is a former maths teacher teaching soul wisdom and soul song and how it has transformed every aspect of your life, that, how can we get many math teachers, many other professions to do this? But I think the key was just what you said in the last sentence, that transform every aspect of life. Could you hone in on that a little bit more? That how can it transform the everyday aspect of life? Yes, we've covered healing, and if somebody needs healing, yep, that makes sense. But what about the other aspects of life? How can it transform, and how can it be beneficial for many, many people?
Thank you. When think of our physical body, within our physical body, we have sacred energy centers. Some people call them chakras. Master Shah calls them soul houses. And these are energy spaces within the body that are connected to our physical body, but also connected to every aspect of life. It's relationships, finances, even the business. Qualities such as courage, self-love, worthiness, confidence, all those aspects of life and qualities have a connection within one of these energy chakras. when we do our soul song, soul dance, the channel in which we sing, the channel that we are using to radiate our love, our light, to connect with heaven, to Mother Earth, also is that channel that goes within the body, that follows the pathway of these seven chakras. So when we're singing, song will carry like a very high level frequency and vibration, and that vibration will then go within our body or radiate out to those in front of us, and it will help to gently remove the blockages for that aspect of our life. So as we develop our soul song, we are actually transforming all these different aspects of our life. Our soul is being nourished. Our relationships start to become more filled with love, care, compassion. And we gain confidence. We gain the self-love, the worthiness that some people have blockages with. So truly, every part of our life begins to transform when we sing our soul song, when we develop our soul song, or when we do soul dance. Soul dance is very similar. You let the soul guide the dancing, but all of the blessings are going within the body, helping to remove the blockages. So it's like a reflection. Every aspect of life is represented in these seven soul houses, which is connected with channel, the soul dance channel. So it can bring a deep, deep level of healing transformation for really everything that you can possibly think of. So very profound. I know I've experienced that for myself for different aspects of life, and I believe each of you can also do that. Thank you, Master Merva.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was very powerful. I got a very a clear image of what you were explaining, how powerful that is. So we have a body that is a vehicle and a vessel that has chakras or... somebody doesn't understand the word chakras, you could say spaces, centers in the body that correspond and carry significance and correlation to different aspects of our physical life. So when we access this power from our soul through the sound, through the song, and when it reverberates through the body as the vessel, as the vehicle that corresponds to these aspects of life, then those aspects of life transform. That did I follow your explanation aptly?
Yes, Master Merva.
Great. That's a very powerful explanation. Thank you. That's very, very, very beneficial. So, Master Francisco, would you like to offer everyone a blessing for transformation for people so they could experience the power? Because we've talked about it and we understand that now more intellectually, and it would be wonderful to provide an experience for people.
Great. Thank you. I would be very honored. So close your eyes, breathe deeply into your lower abdomen. So I will now connect offer the blessing all the listeners. Blessings that
myself like I was traveling in different universes on one level, and on the physical level I felt my body deeply let down and relax. Wow, thank you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Master Mirva. So sounds very healing and transforming.
Yes. One more question to clarify, because we've used interchangeably the word soul song and Dao song. What is the difference between these two?
Thank you. Every single person can learn how to bring out their soul song. So we all have that potential within us to bring out our soul song. What is different is that Master Shah has powered many of his teachers and healers around the world with these empowerments that help to uplift our frequency and vibration. So when we sing our Dao song, it means we have received a very high level blessing from Master Shah or one of his representatives, divine channels, that uplifts our frequency and vibration to Dao frequency and vibration. And when we do that, brings a higher level of healing and transformation that can take place. When you sing with a higher frequency and vibration, it is that Dao frequency and vibration that can then heal and transform every aspect of life. It can heal yourself. It can heal others. It can heal pets. It could bring healing to Mother Earth. also these empowerments will create that transformation within you, but also to allow you to bring a higher level of service to humanity. So it's a very powerful way to develop your transformation and healing abilities. So in the upcoming workshop, I'm sure Master Merva, Master Cher, and all the guest teachers at the Tao Song, Tao Dance Retreat will share some of that wisdom and knowledge.
Great. Thank you for your beautiful wisdom, sharing how you share Master Shah's teaching and wisdom. Thank you for your beautiful presence, for your beautiful heart and soul. And most of all, thank you for your beautiful Da Song blessing to everybody.
Thank you for having me, and thank you also for your beautiful presence and love.
Thank you.
A very successful event, and I look forward to seeing you on webcast.
Great. That's a wonderful point to close this session on, that while we will be conducting the retreat from Sydney, Australia, Master Shah's, one of his empowered Tao Song teachers, beloved Master Cher O'Rourke, will come to Sydney from Toronto. And while Master Francisco will stay in Toronto, he can join us on global webcast. So no matter where you are, if you can travel to Sydney, we welcome you wholeheartedly, because it's very different to actually also be in person, because you can receive very personal feedback, guidance, coaching, and exploration. However, in Master Shah's teaching, we pretty much always do our very best to align with no space and no time. Therefore, we deliver a lot of things over a global webcast. So no matter where you are, you can join us from your very home and still receive the wisdom, the techniques, the teachings, and you can still practice at home. We have an introductory evening this coming Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. So 8th of December, 7:30 p.m. Then the retreat starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, 10th of December, Australian time, which is the day before in North America. And it's like 9 a.m. It's like 11 p.m. the night before in Europe. So the training is 5 days, and then we have a beautiful healing concert with soul song, soul dance, and soul music on Sunday, 18th of December at 9 a.m., which will be Saturday, 17th of December, North American time. So thank you for being here with us, Master Cher and I, and all of the, we will have lots of guest teachers and guest appearances. We welcome you wholeheartedly and send you our greatest love, our greatest joy and light, and much, much more. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a beautiful, blessed day and week.